Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
Murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
What's up, everybody? Episode 338 of Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Prez. The only Mag J is going to be here real soon. He just dropped the verse. You know what I'm saying? This cipher we got going on. But yeah, man, 338. We've come a long way. And, man, we've been knocking out shows all week long. Man, this week we had Stevie Ray of Harlem Heat. We had, you know what I'm saying, a whole cast and crew of the new episode, Let's Go. That was a real dope show. You know what I'm saying? Last night we had super multi-platinum producer Odell, Beats by the Pound, Medicine Men, No Limit. You know what I'm saying? And tonight, man, it just don't stop. We got Swifty McVay of D12. He's got a brand new album called Great Blood. Get ready to drop next month. We got a couple tracks we're going to play for you tonight, too. I'm going to bring him on. Here's my co-host. Let me bring him in the building. We got a panel of people here. What's up, Mac J? How you doing? You just dropped a verse. I know you're ready for the show. Got the amped.
Man, I'm all amped, man.
I'm going to bring on the homie Brandon because I know he's got some questions. And then here's the homie Exit Only. So we got St. Louis, Illinois, Pittsburgh, Jackson, Mississippi. Now the only place left to bring it in the building is Detroit, Michigan. Let's bring on the homie.
You know what I'm saying?
Swifty McVay of D12. What's up, Swifty?
Yo, what up, though?
What up, though, Swifty?
Welcome what's going to the on, Swifty?
Yo, what's crackling? What's crackling? Anything good?
Man, oh, good, I love man. That great blood, what you sent me so far. You know what I'm saying? I like the video rocking with me, and or You Ain't Real, and then the track rocking with me that you sent. I can't wait to hear the rest of it, man. Is it coming out the first week of February? What's the release date?
Yeah. The great blood will be dropping February 3rd. Real soon. I appreciate y'all for digging put my heart and soul into this, man. I think the fans out here deserve the full LP, so.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. And you know, you've been laying the groundwork for this for a long time. You know, your history runs deep. in the rap game. Weren't you part of a group before D12 back in the day?
Yeah, back in the middle 90s. This one called Rap. That's why I started the original, the Outcast, until the real album changed our name. So when D12 was established and got situated, that's before D12. We actually had a deal with Rob.
Hey, Swift, are you there? Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we actually had a deal with Robbins Entertainment, distributed by BMG. Back then, we put out a maxi single in the middle 90s. Yeah, before I got hooked up with D12. Before I got into the group,
yeah. You got brought to the group by Bugs, right?
Wait, say it again?
Bugs is the one that brought you to the group, right? Rest in peace to Bugs, by the way.
We've been rocking. Me and Bugs, we've been cool, man, since the hip hop shop where everybody met, and he suggested that I was part of the group, you know, because me and the Rabies got this band because of some personal issues, and when they found out that I was actually a solo artist, he was the one that was like, man, you know what? I think it'd be a good idea to bring Swifty into the group, and everybody pretty much knew me from years before. I'm rocking with them at the hip-hop shop, supporting each other at shows. I'm barging in their studio sessions. They come into my studio sessions. So the chemistry and the friendship and the respect for each other as MCs was already there. So when Bugs came up with the idea, everybody was like, yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. And it just, everything just went smooth.
Indeed it was, man. Indeed it was. Yeah, man, Detroit, Michigan is full of talent. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those cities. One of those cities that's like a mecca of rap. I mean, there's so much stuff there. You can't even really just pick one artist as your favorite. There's so many to choose from. Growing up, who were you listening to? Were you listening to any local artists in Detroit?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was a lot. Every local artist out of Detroit that came out at that time, we gravitated towards, man, because even though we the Great Lakes, we got a mixture of everybody from every coast. You know, we had things like the Jukebox Network, and you know, when artists came out from Detroit, we embraced them. You know, like B-Def, legendary B-Def, Smiley, Chaos and Maestro, AWOL. You know, everybody who came out that had a platform to do something, man, they got embraced because we were looked at as the lost city, that it was so hard for rappers to get on. So when the independent artists from Detroit came and did their thing, they were really, really embraced. So anybody from Detroit at that time who was able to make some noise, we embraced them.
Yeah, Michigan is the first spot I even heard cats out of the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Chicago. You know, before Twister, I heard Esham, and then shortly after Esham, I heard MC Breed over in Flint. You know what I'm saying? So Michigan was always a hot spot for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, I love Michigan music. What about outside of Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan.
Is there any cats outside of Michigan that you like?
Well, growing up in the 90s, I was all about lyrics, man. So, you know, I'm tore from that cloth of battle rap lyrics that had substance, meaning, metaphor, connected syllables. So people like, you know, Redman, KRS-One, Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? I was a fan of N.W.A., but I was more of a fan of Ice Cube when he went solo. LL Cool J, people in that stature, man. Anybody who brought that battle cloth, was taught from that battle cloth and brought that substance, I was a fan of. And even to this day, when I get inspired, I go back and listen to the rappers from the 90s who I came up on, man, because, you know, they bring that, that essence that, that still inspires me to want to write to this day. I'm listening to 90s rappers.
Oh, yeah. That was the best era, man, the 80s and 90s, you know what I'm saying, to me. I thought that was just the pinnacle of hip-hop, you know what I mean? It was just...
it definitely was.
And there's still artists out today. The only thing is there's a lot of crap out today, too, a lot of junk. You know what I'm saying? As an artist who takes himself seriously and who's true to his craft, what do you think like these mumble rappers and these goofballs? What's your take on it?
I mean, you know what, man? I mean, a lot to me, I might be wrong, but a lot of these mumble rappers, they don't know about the forefathers of hip hop. They don't know about the history of the people who brought lyricism. And, you know, like I always say, and I will always say this, that rap stands for rhythm and poetry. So there has to be some type of poetic essence in your flows. You know what I'm saying? That's what we came up on. And a lot of these mumble rappers don't take the time to go back into the past to really understand where that essence came from. So they rap, and then the people who listen to them feels like this is where it started. They rose the bar for this mumble rap, and then they continue to do that from there on. And all they need to do is just go back into the essence to know where this true essence came from, and maybe they'll feel a little bit different. But at the same time,
learn the history.
I don't knock it because... Yeah, exactly. But then again, I don't knock it because what we think is whack could be the new wave sound of the day. But at the same time, if you love a culture, you're going to go ahead and check the history of the culture and then have a full understanding of what it was about before you do anything that you want to do. That's just my take on it. And I think a lot of these MCs need to do that. You know.
Yeah, I agree. There's actually a place called the Hip Hop College. Shout out to the homies, AJ and SJ. They got the Hip Hop College where they teach people about this stuff. And then also shout out to the homie clientele over there on the West Coast. They got the Universal Hip Hop Museum. They're working with Brooklyn to try to teach people with, like, just what you said, man. That's real shit. Hell yeah, man. You gotta have some knowledge. Let's go off a little bit into this Gray Blood, then we'll get off into the track and then come back and chop it up with you a little bit more. Tell us about this album, Gray Blood, man. Where did you get the title from, first of all?
So Gray Blood come from, you know, with gray. The color gray is my favorite color. First of all, you know, that's one thing that I always watch my whole life. You know, I feel like gray goes good with anything. That's the first call, first person. But then the vibe of this album has a lot of great topics. You know, when somebody says there's gray areas in your life that we need to really have a full understanding about. I don't think my fans pretty much know things about me that they should. They've been fans of lyricism and being an MC, but they don't really know a lot of my personal life or things that happened to me in the past who shaped who I am today. So that's why I say there's a lot of gray areas in my life that my fans don't really know about that I'm executing in this album. So that's where that title came about.
Oh, that's dope. That's a dope metaphor right there. And it's coming out, you said, probably the first week of February?
Yep. It'll be on Friday, February 3rd, when the record will drop.
Dude, good.
Yep. And an 18-song LP for y'all, too. So, you know, usually I do 10 songs, 12 songs, but I want to go ahead and give the fans something. I think they deserve a full LP, so that's why I wanted to bring this 18-song LP about, because I think the fans been rocking with me for so long, and they've been in the zone with me. They deserve it, you know.
Hell yeah, that's dope, man. That's a real full length, man. That's dope. 18 tracks, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go off to a break real quick, man. We're gonna play this song "Rocker" with me. Tell everybody about this one, Swifty.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a fun party joint. You know, about me being in the club. You know, having fun and you know, and kicking game to the people that, to the women that's up in there. You know what I'm saying? And the people that's in there with me is actually having the fun. So it's a fun joint, man. When you want to just go out, hang out, and you know, have a ball. It's one of them type of songs.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. This is "Rocking with Me" by Swifty McVay, D12, off the upcoming album "Grey Blood," coming out real soon here in just a couple weeks. Be looking for it. We'll be right back.
Yo, no,
GGS for life.
If you ride it, don't yo, no, but if you laugh. But if you know you really rockin' with me, show me your number.
I see bottles popping and models watching. Well, at least she said she was. Her Instagram was shocking. I'm at the bar watching her pictures while she steady talking. I'm down on the scotch and the dance floor is jumping. I don't wanna get no fighting here. Club too live for the cops to appear. Got me a woman all in my ear, trying to get to know who I am and when. Will we get together? I'm like, yeah. Tell a friend, I got friends ready to get it in. She looked at me and then she said,
yo, no, it's you. Riding for your number if you lie.
And then she said,
show me your number if you know you really rocking with me. Show me your number if you know you really rocking with me. Show me your number if you know you really rocking with me. Why don't we have a couple of minutes? Show your number if you know you really rocking with me. Show me your number if you know you really rocking with me. Show me your number.
I see women dancing and yeah, I'm glancing. I'm feeling relaxed from that stack that we smoked up in the bathroom. My homie jumped on the bar and I'm laughing, yeah, I'm cracking the hell up with his hands in the air and smashing glasses. Then I seen this chick walk up, she said,
I need you to turn it up.
I stood up, she grabbed the blunt and told the waiter to pour what I want. Who you with?
You and me.
I ordered a shot of Louis 13 down the glass, feeling comfortable.
Get him another one.
Then she told me to
yo, no, but it's you riding for your number if you lie.
And then she said,
show me your number if you know you really rocking with me. Show me your number if you know you really rocking with me. Show me your number if you know you really rocking with me. Why don't we have a couple of minutes? Show your number if you know you really rocking with me. Show me your number.
In the parking lot, the club is locked. I'm combobulated, high as Uranus. Never been faded like this. No, I'm playing. I don't want to miss what's going on. Don't nobody in the club want to go home. Getting stoned, four in the morning. Women dancing with no clothes on. Then a brother saw pop locking. Yeah, I was getting my ozone. Short girl, brown tones, twerking on me, getting down low. Where she from? I don't know. Didn't care. She grabbed my pole, took the yak, swigged it back. She got closer and then she spoke.
Yo, no, if you riding for your number, if you like, show me your number. If you know you really rocking with me, show me your number. If you know you really rocking with me, show me your number. If you know you really rocking with me, why don't we have a couple of minutes? Show me your number. If you know you really rocking with me, show me your number. If you know you really rocking with me, show me your number.
It's "Rocking with Me" by Swifty McVay, D12.
Yeah.
The album "Grey Blood" is going to be out here in a week. Let's bring him back on. Yeah, man, Swifty, I'm telling you what, man. you got longevity in the game. What keeps you going, brother?
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate the love. I really do. For sure, for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. As far as the album, you're going to be hitting the road. You're going to be doing some tours.
Yeah, we working on it right now, man. We trying to get that in full effect. I got a couple of spot dates. Right now, I got a show coming up January 28th in New Baltimore, Michigan at the Diesel Lounge. And I got a show in Chicago on the 29th of January at the Elbow Room. So that's going to be on the 29th in Chicago, and the 28th is going to be in New Baltimore, Michigan. So, you know, we're trying to put it together, man. Those going to be the first two album performance release parties. I'm going to go showcase the Great Blood songs for the first time to the world. So, you know, and then, you know, whatever else coming up, man, we'll let y'all know shortly.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, Swifty, I just wanted to show you a little bit of respect, man, because I know a lot of, like, up-and-coming rappers in Detroit, like Southwest Tees is one of them, and there's a handful of them, and a lot on social media, man, they always post pictures of you, and they look at you like you're a mentor to them. They always say that you backstage with them, you know, at the shows, and I've heard nothing but good things about you supporting the local artists, man, so big ups to you for that, man.
No problem, for sure, man. For sure. You know, I always, you know, had a spirit to give back and do what I can do, because, you know, me coming up in the game, I was always blessed to have somebody, you know, take me up under their wing and support me and believe in me to show me the ropes, man. So it was always in my spirit to be there for other artists, man, because I know how I used to be back in the days in the hip-hop shop. It was so hard to get out there, man, you know. And so I'm always there for the artists, some up-and-coming artists here in the city and even out the city, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I hear your name a lot, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've been losing a lot of hip-hop legends lately. Rest in peace, Big Psych, you know what I'm saying, Johnny P over there, Do or Die. A lot of people passed away, and it's been some time since Proof has passed. Can you reflect a little bit about Proof?
Right.
Our listeners, and let them know how he was as a person, how it was to know him.
Man, he was a real, his spirit, man. He had a very, very huge, energetic, knowledgeable spirit, man. And not to sound cliche, but, you know, Big Pooh, he was hip hop, man, in every shape, form, and fashion. I mean, when he came up, freestyling. He didn't even think rap was about writing. He already thought in his mind that when you first become a rapper that you had to freestyle. He didn't even think you had to write lyrics in order to become a rapper until later on. You know, so his energy, his spirit, if he walked into a room, you you would remember who this man was, because, you know, he just was just that type of bold type of person. And when I mean bold, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean bold, energetic, wasn't afraid to express who he was, and he left a real, real powerful impact on people because, you know, he was just that type of energy. He just had that type of energy to where he made you laugh when you was in your downest state. You know, he always shared wisdom with you. He always shared a word with you that made you think about things in another light. Like, dang, you know what? I never thought about it that way. That was the type of person Proof was. He always shared that type of wisdom to make you think about things different than how you thought about it before. And he always left you with something that you can carry on to build for yourself, because he never believed in, you know, you letting things be a crutch for you. You got to go ahead and get this research and get this knowledge for yourself and build your own. So he was really, really big on that, man. You know, he spent a lot of time trying to find out things that not can only help him as a person, but if he loves you, he went the distance to try to find out things that can help the people he loved. And, you know, he did things for people without even trying to be in the spotlight, you know, that we at the end, you'd be like, dang, well, I didn't know Pooh did this, because he wasn't the person who wanted all the credit. He just did. And if he got the credit, cool. If he didn't, cool. But he didn't try to express it and say, oh, well, I was the one who did this for you, or I did that for you. You know, he kept everything a secret and just wanted to see everybody happy. You know what I'm saying? So if you wanted any knowledge of hip-hop, if you wanted any knowledge of freestyle, any knowledge of lyricism, any knowledge about the business, you better best believe Pooh put all his heart and energy into learning everything he can learn to where he can share something with somebody in the name of hip-hop. He was that walking encyclopedia when it came to hip-hop history, when it came to the streets, when it came to family. You know, he just put his forth energy into learning everything he could learn to share with other people, and that's just who he was.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like a very humble individual. Sure.
Yeah, very, very humble. You can, you know, a person can meet him 10 minutes later, felt like they've been knowing him forever.
Yeah.
Hey, Swifty, I wanted to ask you something, man. One of the cooler things I thought that happened, because this situation, like, became something that, you know, it spilled out, you know, it wasn't just on wax. But when you guys did the charity bowling game with Psychopathic Records, was that something, whose idea was that?
You said the charity bowling game?
Yeah, yeah, the D12 ICP thing.
Man, you know what, man? That right there, I mean, you know, we done squashed the beef with them so long ago. I'm gonna be honest, I can't even really remember that game.
All right.
I can't even really remember it. It's been so long ago, man. You know, there's been a lot of things going on event wise, and that's just one of them where I can't really, you know, formulate a thought about. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way, but it's saying it like, damn, I can't even really remember how that went, because it was so long ago and so many other things happened within that time, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, man. And what was it like in the city of Detroit when you guys blew up? Because that was right around the time that ICP was getting a lot of attention as well, whenever D12 blew up. Was there like a divide in the city? Did you guys catch anything? Like, you know, like, did you guys get the split in the city? You had like the Juggalos and D12 fans. Like, were they split, or was everything cool?
Well, I mean, well, you know, like back in them days, man, you know, hip hop, you know, stems from, hip hop is a sport. And, you know,
yeah,
you doing your thing and all these other artists is doing their thing. And before you know it, you inside of the hip hop beef. You might not even know how it formulated, where it came from, or what happened. You know what I'm saying? But once we got on, you know, we tend to take notice to that group and the Juggalos and this, that, and the third. And I guess, man, there was just a lot of, you know, testosterone and MC sportsmanship that's going on, because, you know, everybody want to feel like they the best and they can't be touched. And sooner or later, the ones that's making the most noise is going to eventually clash, eventually, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, then let the sport begin, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I realized at that time that they was making a lot of noise, and they probably was making a lot of noise before D12 even was making a lot of noise, too. They was doing their thing to build their fan base at the same time we was building our fan base, and before you know it, here we are, these two rival groups. You know what I'm saying? But the sportsmanship of the game was so strong, we didn't even stop to think, like, man, we all at the same, we all come from the same place, man. Let's all go ahead and get together and do their thing, man, you know. But eventually down the line, you know, everything smoothed itself out. I know Bizarre, they told me, you know, he had conversations with them. And, you know, me, I never really ran into any of them personally myself, but Bizarre was the first one that told me that everything was cool with them years and years ago. So when Bizarre said it was cool, and I looked at it, it was like, all right, it was cool. But I never had the chance to run into any of them during that era. All I know is they was making a lot of noise on the independent tip, and I respected them for building such of an independent independent fan base, because that's huge coming out, having an independent fan base that huge in the early 2000s. So they really, really left their mark. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's
and
just how
that
was, you know.
I can speak as just a fan of Detroit music. Like, I was glad that you guys solved your problem. I didn't think it was anything worth having a permanent problem over. So, like, when I saw that Bizarre was playing their festival, like, I thought that was cool. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, it was just all about hip-hop. See, Esham, too, man. You know, Esham is a person who I've known and had knowledge of ever since I was in high school. You know, he's been putting it down independently, doing this thing, and he made his mark.
Like almost 30 years
now. Top independent, absolutely, since like the beginning of the 90s. So he made his mark as one of the most prevalent, independent artists in Detroit. And we, D12, was the first rap group in Detroit to ever go platinum. So like I say, hip hop is a sportsmanship, man. It's about a competitive sport. So when you at the top, I never realized that you never have to have a valid reason to actually beef with somebody in the music. It's just about, you know, if they think they the best and think they're making noise, and this group think they the best at making noise, you know, y'all just end up trying to prove it. In hip hop, dissing records just come with the territory. It doesn't even have to have any serious beef involved in order for that sportsmanship to grow that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was with Esham. I mean, you know, he had his thoughts where he felt like he was making a little bit more noise than us. And we felt like, okay, you a legend in Detroit, but right now we're making a little bit more noise than you. Prove it. We like, well, prove it. I mean, we just clashed from there. It wasn't nothing really serious. His family didn't do nothing to my family. He didn't do nothing to me personally. I didn't do nothing to him personally, same as a group. And then we just let the sport overpower our egos. And that's what it was. You know,
that thing that happened at the Warp Tour, that was just like a little, just a meaningless scrap, and you guys were cool after that.
I mean, yeah, because like I say, we were young. A lot of testosterone, ego flowing, you know what I'm saying? And when you think about it, after all that was said and done, when you go back and look at it, it wasn't even no real reason for that to happen. Like, you know, I don't even know Esham's real name. You know what I'm saying? It's like we never met
Esham.
Eastside
Hoes of Money,
had a problem.
Mr. Eastside Hoes of Money. I don't know. Isn't Esham his real name? I don't know.
I don't know. It's either Esham Smith or Rashawn. I don't know. I'm not sure what his real name is.
Yeah,
but
a lot of people we came up with, you know, knew people he came up with, knew us, you know, we had mutual friends. But when you think about it, it wasn't even no reason why, it wasn't no real reason why we even feuded. I guess it was just a bunch of ego. We was young, and we come from Detroit. And like I said, it's very, you don't see people from Detroit making noise the way us and Esham made. So you got two people that's making noise for the first time on a high level in history were coming out of Detroit. We just didn't know how to handle that. You know what I'm saying? Because it never was seen before. You know, you had people who made noise locally, but when it came to touching the worldwide level, you know, that never was seen. So it was just a bunch of ego and testosterone flowing. It wasn't nothing real serious, but it was all in the name of hip hop. It just went a little bit too far. That's all.
The youth too, like you said, when you're younger, you know, you kind of don't give much of a fuck like you do when you get a little bit older, you know. So, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm glad that you guys are able to, reflect on this. And I know he's got respect for you guys as well. Rest in peace to TNT, too. You know, we mentioned Proof, TNT of Nodis. He's another pioneer of Detroit music who influenced a lot of people. What are your thoughts on TNT?
Yeah, TNT, man. He, and, you know, when I look back, with TNT, he knew already back then, you know, that it was just about association. Like, man, we don't – he kind of felt like, I don't know why we doing this, man, but it is what it is. I roll with Esham, and we roll with who we roll, and it was really meaningless, man. He knew that from the beginning. And, it, you know, when everything smoothened itself out, I remember seeing TNT, you know, rest in peace. You know, he was just like, man, you know, everything is all good. Because at the time, he understood that he didn't understand where all this really came from. It was just like, huh? What are we doing? It ain't like you disrespected us. We disrespected you, and here we go. It was just something that just happened. He seen that firsthand. So the last time I seen him, that was his approach. It was just like, man, this is all some bullshit, man. You know, I hope you guys, you know, continue success. And I'm like, yeah, I hope you continue success, man. And, you know, this was over 10 years ago when I seen him or whatever. So when I heard, that was very, very unfortunate, you know, to hear that happened. But rest in peace, TNT, man, you know, and much blessings to him and his family.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, like I said, he's a huge legend. I'm glad that you guys were able to meet like that and just chop it up and on some real shit, man, too. So, you know, rest in peace to TNT. Rest in peace to Proof. I'll tell you what, Swifty, let's give him this other track right here, You Ain't Real. Then we're going to come back, chop it up with you for a little bit more. Maybe take another caller or two. Tell
them
about this one.
Yeah,
we got a video to this one, I believe.
Yeah, we got a video shot by my man, Top Prospect, you know, featuring Crooked Eye and Maestro. Maestro from Solid Riot actually produced the track. And Crooked Eye from Slaughterhouse was kind enough to drop a 16 to it when he came. And we did it. We performed on a show together. So he was like, you know, we can go up in there and do something, man. So that was real dope. So, You Ain't Real. Let's get it.
There it is. There it is. We'll be right back with Swifty McVay. Don't go nowhere.
UGSforLife.com. You busy.
Yeah. Silent Riot. I done took a nigga's life, and I'm not proud of it. I'll take yours if you fuck it with my budget. I'll do it again, I don't care if you my cousin. I'll shoot you again if you bleeding and still budget. You hide behind this hip-hop genre, thinking that this microphone's gonna make you a mobster. So you better wear your papa stopper, cause I got them things that'll tell you blocker, blocker. Some niggas gonna be real, some gonna be fake, some carry 9, some 38, some carry chrome revolvers, just in case we gotta solve a problem. Some niggas gossip and snitch, some whining bitch, some smack their lips probably from sucking dick, but bitch made niggas that got bitch ways, wonder from which way my switchblade's coming. These niggas today wanna smile in your face, plotting to take your life cause they wanna take your place. But no matter what shape, color, or size, I got bullets that fly faster than all you guys. So you should stop looking at me cross-eyed before I reach by my thigh and pull out a surprise. Pull up on the side of your ride, you and your guy drive through pop pies and pop pop you bye-bye. You ain't real, you don't kill, you ain't got some dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game. You ain't real. Yo, nigga, you don't kill. You ain't got them dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game. Yeah,
fuck you up, that's what I do. I'm ill enough to kill a nigga without spilling the gun residue. Fat genitals, cat pillin', you snatch your general, hospital him. Bullets start riddling through funeral drywall. Hit him in the middle of his temple. Cyclops a nigga for trying to eyeball. I got a pistol big enough to send your body on the other side of the lobby fast as Nightcrawler. I'll ignite and strike harder, stinging them all like alcohol in the hands of a tight barber. D12 and Slaughter, Yellow Wolf and Marshall. That lyrical bubonic plague to any artist. We shady, gangrene and all of imposters. Get your ass shot like strippers. Metamorphosis a nigga. Put him in coffin till he meet the Lord with a heart wondering why the pearly gates won't open.
Now you ain't real. You don't kill. You ain't got some dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game. You ain't real. Yo, nigga, you don't kill. You ain't got some dollar bills.
You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game.
These rappers coming out the woodworks, spit a good verse, but they don't know how the hood works. Catch them in the streets, they be shook worse than a hooker in a hood church. You say, why crooked eye? Before rapping, I was a crook first. Got a nice chain, I might be clocking your neck. Then I hit a sweet lick, that's a flavor or a flavor. Got beef, I got two nines under my shirt, like a bitch pregnant with twins around a day before labor. And if that same bitch treat a player like a neighbor, come give me some sugar, I'ma give her some nuts. That's a favor for a favor. I'm harder than before. Nigga, I'll Sun Tzu, I'm smart as the art of war. Gigantic guns, them the ones my heart adore. The way I describe my hammer, y'all probably just thought of Thor. Anybody could get it. Talk about killing niggas, you with it. Talk about killing cops and it's crickets.
Pussy. Hey, you ain't real. You don't kill. You ain't got them dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game. You ain't real. Yo, nigga, you don't kill. You ain't got them dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game, y'all.
Man, there you have it. You Ain't Real by Swifty McVeigh. D12 off his upcoming album, Great Blood. Everybody go out and get that fucking album, please. I'm going to bring him back on.
Yes, yes.
Okay, there you are.
Yes,
Swifty.
Yes, yes.
Killing it, man. Again, tell him the album, Great Blood. It comes out, when's the release date again?
Yeah, the release date is February 3rd. February 3rd on a Friday. Go cop that 18-length LP. You know what I'm saying? It got some bangers on there, man. There's some Detroit natives on there as well. So it's really, really a Detroit base as far as the features is concerned. Yeah, you know, I'm going to give them a little bit of rawness. You know, it's a little bit more raw than the last project, man. So hope y'all enjoy.
Right. And speaking of Detroit, you got a lot of Detroit cats. Everybody know, you know what I'm saying, D12, big group. And most known through Eminem for the people that don't know who D12 was before Eminem popped off and everything. But what was it like working with Eminem and how y'all relationship is now and like some of the things you learned from him in this game, though? You know what I'm saying? To be able to continue doing what you're doing now. You still got a cool relationship with him? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. That's my brother for life. You know, that's my brother slash boss, CEO of the label. You know, he formulated Shady Records just for D12. Because, you know, when we all made a pact that the first person who gets signed will come back and get everybody else. So, you know, he went, got signed with Dre, and he knew once he got with us that Interscope was probably going to take a long-ass time to put us out. So what he did was, he was like, man, I don't want y'all waiting so long to come out. So I'm going to go ahead and formulate my record label to put y'all out a little bit sooner, which was dope that he did that. And, you know, and working with him, man, all he did was take the knowledge and the traits that he got from Dr. Dre and brought it home to the studio. And it was almost like Dr. Dre turned him into this machine, man, because he thinks just like Dre. He learned from Dre. And I never knew how Dre worked. I never knew how Dre ear was when it came to music and sounds and stuff like mm-hmm. that until I started working with him. And then when he introduced us to Dre, I said, wow, man, he working exactly how Dre working. So he took that knowledge, brought it home to Detroit, and kind of schooled us and gave us the same kind of ear that he got from Dre. And when we tried to put our people on, we kind of tried to give them that same kind of ear that him gave us. You know, he's a perfectionist. You know, we might come into the studio and hear a beat, and we might think the beat is ready to go, but he might hear something in that beat. I might be like, nah, man, because it got the need, this, that, and the third. And we might be sitting here talking about, man, what are you talking about? I don't hear nothing.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, he got this going on, he got that. So it's a certain kind of ear that Dr. Dre gave him that he brought home, man. And this spirit of perfection has just run through his brain. Run through his spirit, and that's why he's where he's at now, man. Because you know, he has that perfectionist spirit. He don't let nothing slide. He takes his time. And,
right.
you know, to perfect every nook and cranny of that track. And now he's a producer as well as an MC. So, you know, he don't only just write, he goes in there and crafts every instrument. You know,
right. So y'all
gotta
all be like sitting back, y'all like extremely proud of dude, because like you said, like y'all made a pact, like if one dude get on, man, we gonna come back. A lot of times that don't happen, you know what I'm saying? Somebody get on and then they just leave their people, like, you know, they got a whole new thing. Was you with Eminem? Like, we had Big Nas, one of his former bodyguards, on the show a while back, and he was talking about a time when they was I think they was in, where do you say, prayers in Hawaii? I think they was in Hawaii or something, and like Suge Knight was trying to push up on him. Was y'all around Eminem around all of them times too? Like, did y'all have some crazy times, like being places and was like, man, this shit is some different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we from Detroit. I know y'all hold y'all own. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, if you can survive in Detroit, you can survive anywhere. But has it been any time when y'all was, you know, doing your D12 thing and M was at the height of his thing, and y'all got put in some situations where it was some crazy shit?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as that time when he was in Hawaii, I wasn't actually with them at that time, but we was definitely in full effect, you know, as far as, you know, crew wise. I heard about that story, you know, M just pretty much you know, is like the guilty of guilty through association type thing. You know, Dr. Dre inherited this beef from Suge and all that, and here come M being in with Dre, so he kinda just got pulled in it by default. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So with us, you know, coming from where everybody considered Detroit being this island of our own, we were pretty much put on an island of our own. We didn't, like, mingle with a lot of the popular artists that much back then in them days. We pretty much had ourselves at the time. So it was times we was at the video shoot. Like, we was at in the club video shoot, and we was all outside the trailer in Suge Knight. And these people came to the video shoot trying to intimidate everybody, and we looking like, man, we from Detroit, you know, we ain't in this mess, so we ain't running to no trailer because, you know, they ain't trying to see us say nothing to us, you know what I'm saying? But us being in the mix of things, it just felt crazy, like, wow, we're actually in the midst seeing these things go down before our eyes, but we not about to sit there and partake in it because we from the D, so, you know, you know, you ain't got no business trying to come and run us nowhere, so we ain't moving. We have been in that type of situation where we thought like that, you know what I'm saying? And we was just worried about my mans, you know. M ain't had nothing to do with what was going on out there, but of course, he looked up to Dre, so he was there for Dre, we was there for him. But that was it. That was the extent of it, man. We should just sit back and watch how that shit unfolded. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy, though.
Yeah, crazy times, man. For the whole world, man, because the whole world was watching it at the same time, too. We didn't get to see it from the eyes or the viewpoint like y'all did, but you know what I'm saying? Like, people still intrigued on stuff that happened back then. Now, like, stuff pop up
Swift,
and go viral, but it ain't new information. You know what I'm saying?
We just lost Swifty. Swifty should be calling back here in a second. But yeah, it's interesting, man. I mean, dude definitely, you know what I'm saying, lived a heck of a life, man, you know, music-wise. You know what I'm saying? You know, coming out of Detroit, Michigan, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely a mecca for music, man. You know what I'm saying? He should be calling in real soon. And while we're waiting on him, man, let's bring on... Let's see who we got here. Yeah, 248. I'm guessing this has got to be Detroit.
Hello.
What's it do?
Hey, yeah, I know that voice. That's Dice. How you doing, Dice?
What's going on, man? What's the deal?
What's up with Dice?
Man, just sit back, you know, listen to the show, man. Just listen to the show, brother.
Yeah, Swifty, just call him back. Yeah, here he is right now. Hey, Swifty.
Yo.
Swifty, man, you never guess who just called. Did you hear who just called in?
No, I didn't hear. Who was that?
Man, Detroit Pioneer. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you, man.
What's up, Swifty? What it do? This Dice, man.
Yo.
What up, dope boy?
Detroit legend alert. Detroit legend alert.
Yeah.
What's the deal with
yo.
You, man?
Yes, sir.
Man,
everything
is good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. Just
calling in, man.
Oh, yeah. Checking out the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everything is good, man. Just trying to stay in work mode and, you know, trying to keep everything gelled together, man. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure, man. Everything been good your way?
Yeah, everything good, man. Just keeping it pushing. We got to get up, man. Do some things. For real.
Absolutely, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you bringing that inspiration, giving me something to walk to school with in them headphones. Yeah, hold on. To my bubble, bitch. Hold on.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I used to bump that heavily back in the days, big baby. So, it's all this way, for sure.
Okay, for sure, man. I'm going to check out that new joint you got coming
out,
too, cuz. You said on the 3rd?
Yeah, February
3rd,
man. Yep, February 3rd. And we also got a album release performance, you know, at the on January 28th in this New Baltimore, Michigan, man. If you can fall through there. Is that the Club Diesel? Is that the Diesel?
Yeah, I know where that's at. Yeah, I know where that's at, for sure.
Yep, the Diesel Concert Lounge on New Baltimore, Michigan on the 28th. Man, I'm half connive. I have a surprise, guest performance and some other cats going to be up there too, man. So if you can make it, that'd be dope.
Yeah, for sure. So that's next Saturday. Next Saturday, right?
January 28th.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. I'll fall through that joint. Yes, sir. All right,
much love, man.
Yep, for sure.
Man.
Boy, y'all keep it moving.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
All right, for sure, man. Salute.
That's huge. That's shout out.
Peace.
Man, that's huge right there, man. To Detroit legends chopping it up right there. Man, so okay, now we just had Dice on the phone. You know, what about him, man? Did you bump his music coming up?
Hell yeah, dog. Like I said, I used to bump the Dice on the way to school every day. You know what I'm saying? When he said that line, I got my holes in the golf course. Me and my dudes used to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, he another strong one who tore from that lyrical cloth. You know what I'm saying? So much respect to Dice, man. Cause he helped pave that way for Detroit hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? So it was all good.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Shout out to the homie Dice. We look forward to having him back on the show soon. But also, man, this Grey Blood album, man, I know you're busy. You got things to do, but I want to tell people about this real quick. It's coming out on Friday. What's going to make the people want to go get this album?
Well, it's okay. One thing is, man, it's a lot of raw hip hop going on here, man. If you like that raw, authentic hip hop, man, the beats are really, really raw. And I'm touching on subjects that really explain about stories about me coming up, man, who kind of shaped who I am, and I'm quite sure a lot of my fans be really, really eager to hear that side of me. They done heard the lyrical side. I mean, it's raw. You got battle rhymes on there. You got street rhymes on there. You got story raps on there. And you got stories touching on true subjects of things that I went through growing up too, man. So it has a little bit of mixture of everything. But more importantly, it brings back that raw essence of the 90s. And it's not no boom bap 90s, but It's not a lot of mainstream tracks on there, man. It's just raw and authentic hip hop to what we are used to and what we all love. So I think a lot of people want to gravitate towards that because that's what was missing in the game, man. Just that raw, authentic hip hop when it comes to the beats And when it comes to the subject matter of the subject matter of the songs, man, you know, you got metaphors. Even the story raps got metaphors. You got similes. You got the syllables connecting. You know, and I think it's a good old wholesome album in the name of hip hop, man.
Yeah, definitely. I want everybody to get that, man. But before we go, I know we got a caller. He called all the way from France. Just the homie Sin. He wants to chop it up with you and ask you a question. Sin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So hi, Scott. Hi, Mike J. Hi, Brandon. Hi, Swifty McVeigh. Yes.
Well,
I got a question about old school hip hop in Detroit. Like you grew up on a. I was some Dre and Detroit Most Wanted, AWOL. Tell us about this old school Detroit era the youngsters don't know about.
Yeah, wait. You say names from artists that the youngsters don't know about.
Yeah, I said
like AWOL and all them, like AWOL,
Detroit Most Wanted, AWOL, some Dre. There's a lot. These old school cats who the young people don't know about and you grew up on it.
Yeah, we was talking about that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Some names we forgot to mention, like
yeah,
Austin.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little earlier ago. Yeah, you know, like the young cats to know, man. You got, you know, Smiley, AWOL, you got Detroit Most Wanted, you got Box, you know what I'm saying, or Spin to the Groove Line. You got J to the D, B Death, Dice, of course, and all these rappers, man, you know, came out. Jack Frost, everybody was all out doing their thing all at one time, man. Everybody was making noise at one time, and you know, and everybody was talking about these cats, and you know, they were it, man. You know, when it was at a time where it was so hard to come out and be like LL Cool J and KRS-One and EPMD and all them, these was the cats. It was like, you know what, we're going to go ahead and start our own lane, start our own movement, and these are the cats we looked up to. So if it wasn't for them, man, you know, we wouldn't have had that drive to think like that we can actually make it up out of here. You know what I'm saying? So they gave us that drive and that inspiration to say, you know what, y'all can go ahead and do the same thing. Detroit can do the same thing that these other cats from New York is doing. You know what I'm saying? I thank everybody for that, for sure.
Wow. Hey, Swifty, I just wanted to let you know something, man. I heard you just shout out Jack Frost, and we just talked to Dice. I talk to Jack Frost a lot, and he's actually back making music, and him and Dice is actually working together, man. So be on the lookout for that, man. That's some good Detroit shit right there, man.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Big shout out to Dice and Jack Frost. I know that collab would be crazy.
Yeah, man.
For
I'm happy Jack Frost came back, man. That album he had, that Based on a True Story, man, I love that album. And I'm glad I got in touch with him, man. And I actually heard a couple of joints off of it, and he still got it, man. Like off his new project coming up, he sent me a couple tracks. He still got it, man. He's going hard, man.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that, man. Definitely looking forward to hearing that.
And Swifty, again, man, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Everybody make sure you go cop that album, Grey Blood, you know what I'm saying? It's available the 3rd, you know what I'm saying? You can actually pre-order it at your website, can't you?
Yep.
You can pre-order it on iTunes.
On my website. Yep, you can go to SwiftyMcVeighD12.com, you know, and I'm posting massive pre-order links on my Twitter. That's McVeighD12 on the Twitter, McVeighD12 on the Instagram, and you can actually go to my Facebook, which is SwiftyD12 on the Facebook, you know, to see, you know, what's going on the latest stuff. It's got a lot of freestyle videos and stuff like that going on, so... Much love. I appreciate y'all for supporting the movement, man. And be on the lookout for that Grey Blood on February 3rd. Got Slum Village on there. You know, of course, the track with D12 is on there. I got Guilty Simpson on there, Monica Blair,
mm-hmm.
You know, Detroit's Own Bees. So So it's really, really Detroit based as far as the features on there. So we really giving the world our flavor. So on this album. So I hope y'all enjoy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. We thank you again for coming on the show. You're welcome anytime, Swifty. Much success to you, man.
For sure. I appreciate the love, man. Salute to y'all and y'all movement. Most definitely.
Man, thank you very much, Swifty. We appreciate you. Take care.
Peace.
Yeah, I hope you. Swifty McVeigh, make sure to go get that album, Great Blood. You know what I'm saying? Some real Detroit hip hop shit right there, D12. That's going to be on February 3rd, which on a Friday. You can pre-order it now. And it was dope, man. He really chopped it up about a lot of history of Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And it was real good to be able to add him to the archive. So shout out to Swifty. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Detroit rappers, man, pioneers. You know. Another show, we knocked it out. Speaking of Michigan, man, tomorrow we got Bootleg of the Dayton Family. He's going to be on the first half. Then we go down to Atlanta. We got T-Rock. That's going to be a real dope show right there. Bootleg's going to be in the new movie, Shattered Dreams. Be on the lookout for that. Man, as soon as we get off here, matter of fact, 11 p.m. Central tonight. Make sure you check out the homie Exit Only. He's going to be on Detroit Unplugged Radio. You know, saying
which is right now.
Sure. Yeah,
said 11 Central.
I think so. I'm not mistaken. Let me look to make sure because I want to make sure our listeners definitely go check that out.
It's 11 o'clock Eastern time right now.
Okay, yeah, it's 11 Eastern. Okay, he'll be going on 11. Central, so in an hour. Okay. So check out Exit Only 1 hour from now on Detroit Unplugged Radio. I believe it's at HearItNation.com. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, it's the hell of a show right there, man. I tell you what, we got more of them coming, man. We got more of them fucking coming. We got the Outlaws Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you tune in for that. That's going to be a hell of a show. Man, who else we got? Who the fuck do we got Monday, guys?
We got Green Wade on Monday.
Green Wade. Yeah, Nashville legend, Green Wade. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Monday.
Yuck Mouth on Wednesday.
Good old Yuckster. The motherfucking Yuckster. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be out here with his goddamn cannabis.
Yuckles.
His motherfucking can of cannabis. Yeah, Yuckles the Clown. If he was a juggalo, he'd be called Yuckles.
Yuckles.
Shit.
Hey, yo,
man, I'm telling you.
Speaking of the juggalos, shout out to the Rude Boy, man. The Rude Boy, he's trying to come on our show, man. Shout out to the Rude Boy, man.
Rude Boy's got his own wrestling thing going. You know, we're going to chop it up with him here in the future. We're going to.
His wrestling history is crazy.
Matt got in touch with
Doggy Diamonds,
got,
man.
That perhaps, podcast guy you got in touch with, Mac?
Perhaps Doggy Diamonds, you know what I'm saying?
Doggy
we'll
Diamonds. We're going to have the Rude Boy and Doggy Diamonds on the show, motherfucker.
Yeah,
Doggy Diamonds.
if you remember
Doggy Diamonds, we're gonna take the Rude Boy on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Prez, you know who Doggy Diamonds is, though. You know who Doggy Diamonds is, Prez. Remember that Saigon video I sent you where he's talking about, like, all the whack-ass rappers and shit?
That's who he did.
Doggy, he's been doing it for a long time, man. They had the DVDs, too. Forbes DVD and MREC TV and shit. They've been out there for a long time. But one thing I've seen is the same thing Brandon seen this morning is how motherfuckers people don't highlight the motherfuckers that's out here really doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody should know by now DJ Vlad and all them motherfuckers just steal shit anyway. So the shit don't never surprise me no more, but fuck them motherfuckers, man. Look what we doing. We keep knocking them out, so.
And the real recognize the real, man. Like, Doggy Diamonds was you, Mac J, you know what I mean? Like, I was glad you saw that post.
be glad you commented on it because I saw that you was a mutual friend and shit. So I'm like, man, I hope Max sees this. If he don't, I was about to tag you, but I saw you saw it, and I was hoping that you would invite him on the show. You know what I mean?
Right, but see, this is the thing. We know people steal from the underground all the time anyway, so... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain motherfuckers I fuck with, but some of them I don't. I don't give a fuck. If they stealing, it's probably because they be stealing. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers stealing from your ass, but you stole from other motherfuckers. But one thing I can say is we ain't never stole shit from nobody. We just had the people on that we want to have on or that we can get on or that some of the people suggest to get on. Like, I don't know how many times Prez had somebody on the show from a fan, put them in contact with them. If y'all want... Whoever y'all want on the show, tell y'all people about us. You know what I'm saying? We ain't friends and we ain't following everybody, but if it's somebody you think that's a good fit for the show, tell them to get at us. You know what I'm saying? Because we love this shit, man. There's still some real shit out here.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. We're also going to have the real Soulja Boy back on the show. I reached out to him. You remember him, Mac. You got him on the first time.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy.
He was cool, too, man.
Both thugs. You know, the original real Soulja Boy.
Oh, man, that's dope.
Yeah, the real Soulja Boy. Tally Up. That's the name of that shit, Prez. Tally Up. So, y'all, shouts out to fucking the real Soulja Boy and Tally Up Music, man. Check them dudes out, man. They still spitting that shit. Cleveland don't get enough props on the hip-hop either, though, man. They had a gang of tight motherfuckers out there, bitch, too, on that Mo Thug shit.
Yeah, I have a bunch of their shit, man. I love that shit, man. That's dope as hell you got them again, man.
Yeah, man. He's just waiting for some stuff to drop. So, I mean, you guys know me. I got a lot of people on deck waiting. It's just a matter of when their music's going to come out and when we can get them on. So, man, we got we're constantly working to get other guests. Other people are hitting us up. They want to see this person. They want to see that person. You know,
yeah,
and it's
hit us
all,
up.
It's all fine and dandy, but people have to understand there's 10,000 people we got to interview or more. You know what I'm saying? We can't get to everybody right away. You're just going to have to fucking be patient. Like the motherfucker we're having on next Friday, a week from this Friday, Lil Noid. Shout out to Lil Noid. But he came at us like all fucking crazy. Like, hey, man, why ain't you having me on the show?
Right, we didn't know who it was at first.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Like, what the fuck is this?
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna ask him about that shit, man, when we have him on. I'm going to be like, man, I didn't know who the fuck you were. And at first, you know, I kind of had to let him know who the fuck I am a little bit, you know, because...
Right,
like,
and see, that's the thing, though, too, Prez. People don't know that behind the scenes, a lot of people hit the... We've had a lot of people hit the inbox, you know what I'm saying, and say they want to be on the show or they fuck with us and this and that. But you know how that shit go, Prez. We don't ever hear from these motherfuckers when you tell them what's really up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for the ones that do hit us and they really about their shit, they always ended up on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it? What was the one young guy that we had on? He had the mixtape. He was young. I think he was from New Jersey or some shit. I forgot what his name was. Not too long ago.
Oh, Red's cousin, man. Gambino, I believe, man. I forget his name.
Yeah, he hit you up. He sent you the music, and we interviewed him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was that on that. It wasn't no, oh, man, we got to do this first. We got to do that. Oh, man, I'm going to hit you back next week. If you can't do it, just tell them you can't do it. Ain't nothing wrong with respectfully declining to do something at a certain time. I've had people tell me that. Like, I've inboxed people, and they said, hey, I like what y'all doing, you know what I'm saying, but I really ain't got time. I respect that more than just telling me you can do it or not even fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? Just tell me you can't do it. It's cool. Because I still want to invite you to check out the archive. Even if you don't want to be on the show, check it out. Shit, you don't got to be on the show to be a fan of it. You know what I'm saying? There's some rappers that probably listen to our show would plan on never being on it, but if they want to be on it, shit, if your story needs to be told, I'm willing to hear it. Because some of them got some good stories, man.
We're not, exactly, man. We're not people that are hard to deal with, you know what I'm saying? Just let us approach us the right way. I didn't know
we ain't asking
today. I don't know who he is, but he just hit me up out of the blue, and he was like, when you got a slot open. So first of all, who the fuck are you? I don't know you, buddy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You hit me up. And Here, I'll read that shit. Let me know if you have any dates available to be on the show. Well, first of all, make an introduction, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's simple. Say, hey, what's up? I would like to be on your show. I'm so-and-so. Let's make it happen
right.
If it's
here
possible.
Here go a link to my music. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm here's follow
a,
y'all.
He didn't give me a link
whatever.
To his music. Didn't give me nothing. Just simply said, let me know if you have any dates available to be on the show. Well, first of all, mister, let me know who I'm looking at you right now. You kind of look a little fucking goofy. you know what I'm talking about, right? First of all, buddy,
I'm looking at this shit too.
Let me know a little bit about you first. Then I'll let you know if we want to have you on the show or not, because I don't know who the fuck you are. I can't just have, say, build a show and, yeah, we're going to have so-and-so on the show, but we don't know nothing about him. We don't know who he is. You know, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that, yeah, man, we're more than willing to have people come on the show. We've proven that 100 fucking different times, just 3 times over. You know what I'm saying? It's not our archive is not just legends and pioneers. There's tons of underground talent there, and we're going to keep putting tons of underground talent there. You know, let's go. That's a huge thing you were able to do for the show, because you brought a whole new fucking thing into this show, Mac, music. And then I went and got a wrestler. You know what I'm saying? So now I guess we're going to throw wrestling and music in the mix. I will say this. Every week, you're definitely going to get your pioneer, a legend, and some dope underground fucking talent. But you might get an author, a fucking boxer, a goddamn Sasquatch.
You cover it all, man. You might get a bunny ranch. You might get a bunny ranch operator. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chris, you done covered it all. You might get a bunny ranch operator, any fucking thing. We get Bush and Bill Winkle on this motherfucker. Anything. You know what I'm saying? Just the real shit.
Dennis Hoff is coming on soon. I put in a word, you know what I'm saying, he should be coming on hopefully soon right here in the Murder Master Music Show. And we're going to talk about his affiliate. We're going to tell you know, because Yuck Mouth's been out to the ranch, Mr. Mix. A lot of rappers have been out to the Bunny Ranch. So this is going to be some
he invited us too, friends.
About it.
If I'm mistaken, he said when we came to
the ranch, that was the first time. Okay, that's... Well, if I'm ever gonna just fucking commit suicide and just really go full out with a bang, I'm gonna go buy as many blue dick pills as I can find, and I'm gonna go die at the Bunny Ranch. I'm just gonna die fucking bunnies like a goddamn rabbit. What a way to go out, right? Yeah, man, like Lamar Odom style, minus the cocaine, and just be a bunch of fucking going out. No snorting. No snorting.
This clown.
But, you know how it is, motherfucker. Hell of a show tonight.
Fuck.
Those of you listening to the archive right now, thank you for the support. We really appreciate it. Keep fucking with us. Make sure you tune in this Saturday to Underground Saturday Nights with Mac J and Velvet Rose.
Yes, sir.
Episode 35, man. You guys are knocking them out. You know what I'm saying?
Cranking.
You know, you already know tomorrow, Bootleg and T-Rock, and then Sunday. You know, I don't know what we're going to have on the church, but it's probably going to have to do with Trump. Why not, you know? That's the
right,
number one angry fucking topic in America where you can get people to either come together or want to kill each other, one of the two. So we're going to chop it up
last
about
week
that
was
scumbag.
The show, too. It wasn't supposed to be. Remember, we were supposed to talk about fathers, and then this Trump dude calls in, and he just turned it into a Trump show. We were talking
yeah, he
about
turned it into a Trump show. It had nothing to do with it had nothing to do with Trump. But that's what the people want to talk about. Then cool, I have no problem picking that motherfucker to pieces. Fucking piece of shit. But don't get it twisted, you motherfuckers. That don't mean I like Hillary Clinton either. She's a feminist cunt on all levels. Fuck her, too. You know what I'm saying?
Girl,
fuck her too. And then, man, fuck politics altogether, man. Fuck politics. It's all a bunch of fucking scams and schemes for the rich to get richer. That's all it is. But yeah, we're gonna go in on these goofballs, and then you know, next week, a whole week of shows, man. We're gonna all we gotta do is book Thursday, and it's done. You know what I'm saying? And we're already booking shows for the following week after that, man. So if you're in the podcast realm, we ain't in it to compete with nobody. But if you're in it to compete with us, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of catching up to do. Because we heard the fucking starter's pistol a long time ago, and we kept running, didn't even look back. So shout out to those who are on our side, you know what I'm saying, because there's a lot of good podcasts that we fuck with, you know what I'm saying, First Fam, Detroit Unplugged, you know what I'm saying, Doggy Diamonds. I feel weird saying it, though, man. You know, somebody else might have to say Doggy Diamonds. I mean, it sounds like a Paris Hilton's dog or something, you know. Come here, Doggy Diamonds. Come here. I don't know.
Right, I'm about to say what's up, doggy. You know what I'm saying? Forbes DVD, they used to be tight back in the day, though, because they had a lot of them DVDs. I miss them days, though, being able to get them DVDs, and it was like all the rappers had their own DVDs. They behind the scenes footage. I used to love that shit.
Remember, you get like a DVD case and have like two mix CDs in it plus a DVD. And
yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can get like the Freak Meek Volume 1 and shit like that, and they be like at the South by. Yeah, I remember having all the peep shows. All that shit was dope.
Yeah, I think the changed with that shit. Promo material that Two Live Crew used to send me, I wish I would have kept one of them. They had this keychain. It was called the Peep Show, and it was like a little Viewmaster. And you look in there, and it says, "Bitch with her shit spread, her pink." You know what I'm saying? It's just spreading that shit out right there, and it's a new Two Live Crew album coming out soon.
Damn.
I think it was to promote Shake a Little Something, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, their promo was disgusting, man. Filthy, nasty, Two Live, explicit. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it, though, man. If that's your crowd, if that's what you're marketing, why not show them?
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would have wanted to have one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I would have bought that album, you know what I'm saying? I would have seen that shit. I'm like, man, I'm definitely buying that album.
It's probably worth a lot of money right now. Probably worth a lot of money. But, you know, hell of a show, man. We covered so many topics. I didn't know Shug was in the club video shoot, too. He was really after dude. he was really following him around a bit. But we chopped it up about starting to
some interviews on
Shug and shit like that, where people were talking about how 50 Cent them was hiding when Shug showed up to the club video shoot. Somebody was shooting her. It was some kind of crazy shit that happened at that video shoot. Some motherfuckers were saying 50 Cent them was hiding and shit.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know how. I don't know how true it is, but.
Oh, you never know.
That was a dope question, though, Max. Like when you asked,
that's
what's up. Like I didn't even think of that Big Nas interview. I'm like, man, that's what's up. He gave you a lot with that question too.
Yeah,
he was dope all around, man. Like he didn't hold nothing.
Right, I'm just wondering if he was there though. Like, shit, what was that shit like, motherfuckers? Y'all show up to the airport and then motherfuckers like, shit, the police there waiting on y'all. You probably thinking the police there to fuck with y'all, but really they're there to try to help y'all out if something happened to you and shit.
Yeah. That's real shit, man. We had a real dope show, man. Appreciate everybody that participated. And we'll see you guys tomorrow with Bootleg and the cast of Shattered Dreams, followed by T-Rock, man. A double episode, you know what I'm saying, and Saturday night, Underground Saturday nights. You know how it is, 9 p.m. Central, UGSForLife.com. It's a place to go to. Right now, get ready. Here in about 40 minutes. Tune in to Detroit Unplugged Radio. Check out the homie Exit Only. He's definitely going to be in the building over there here at Nation.com. And, man, other than that, just keep supporting what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We can't function, you know what I'm saying, without your help, man. So go to the site, you know what I'm saying, hit up the fucking donation page, you know. Anything helps, man. Anything helps, you know. It helps us continue to bring you, these interviews and these radio shows, man, these podcasts, these mixed shows, you know, everything we're doing,
yeah.
You know, Scratch, Slaughter Hour. You want us to keep bringing this stuff to you, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, do what you can, you know, and you rappers too, man. You know, like I said, we got no problem showcasing you guys, but y'all do what you can too, man. Show love to us by spreading the links and encouraging your fans to check out our shit. You know what I'm saying? We have the biggest name artists do it. Why can't you motherfuckers do it on an underground level? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of you guys that who could be doing it who aren't. So that's why I appreciate motherfuckers like Exit Only, like yourself, Brandon, like Sin, the homie D-Pain. You know, there's a lot of other ones too, man. I can't think of everybody off the top of my head, but we appreciate those who really
Smash
fuck
Brothers,
with us.
Man. Yo, Super Smash Brothers, man. They hold it
Brothers
down for us, man.
Yeah, them dudes are real good people, man. They're the featured artists of the month, man. If you want to be the featured artist of the month over at UGSForLife.com, just hit me up, prez@UGSForLife.com. Let's make it happen. With that being said, since, you know what I'm saying, we got Yuck Mouth coming on, let's give them, you know what I'm saying, this new Yuck Mouth. It's called Thank You, Lord.
One two one two one two one two yo. One two one two one two one two yo. One two one two one two one two yo.
One two one two one two one two
yo. It's Jay motherfucking Jay yo. It's Jay motherfucking Jay yo. It's Jay motherfucking Jay yo. Yo yo yo. Yo, me and my sister used to go to sleep with no dinner. And no heat, we was broke as fuck every cold winter. Generic cereal and pot of milk. Now we shopping at Neiman Marcus for Prada silk. Zilla, we come from welfare and Medicare. First of the month, fiends everywhere where they pedal gear. I mean, they pedal gay to bay, let the metal spray. Broad day, it's hard to pray to God where the devil pray. I pray for better days, like Pac in a better way. I'm back to selling, yay, we try. Inside this ghetto maze, running from tats in the OHA, pack a throwaway, telling Gaga rocking a poker face. Now I roll away on 100-foot yachts, that dock in the tropics, bad bitches that's topless. From top ramen and crack crabs and lobster with pasta, smacking niggas with choppers, we mobsters. My future Gucci and them Louis Wallace, selling Sierra, I'm just being honest. Rolex watches, safety deposit boxes, walk-in closet, red bottoms, phone pockets.
God bless the child that can hold his own.
Indeed, enemies bleed when I hold my throne. I went from pocket full of stones to stones. From stock to throne, from projects to condos, and a home to stone. Zilla,
I just wanna thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Look. I went from trying to make a million off this crack shit. The first album, 5 million sold off this rap
worldwide,
shit.
Worldwide, nigga.
That 5 on it was a fucking classic. Ghetto bastard selling dope in my yellow Maverick. It's half on everything. 5 on the Mary Jane. 5 on the 8
what
ball.
Else?
5 on the night train. Diggers at the dice game pitching in for the cent weed. Now we overseas smoking peas of the best trees.
Pounds, nigga.
Amsterdam blowing up the greenhouse. You seen Mouth and the whole mob up off his team out. Before this rap shit, we never left Cali. Now it's first class, 15 hours back to Cali, nigga. Zilla, I was running from the laws, but crack in my drawers. Daddy Kane on my wall. I'ma be a rapper someday, niggas know I'm a ball. Have faith, and now we on tour with Biggie Smalls.
Baby.
We just did a song with Quincy Jones. That's Grammy nominated, hated, but nigga, we own. Everybody on your team when your thriller is on. Then everybody jumping. Shit when that thriller is gone.
God bless the child that can hold his own.
Indeed, enemies bleed when I hold my chrome.
Dang.
I went from pocket full of stones to zones.
What else?
From sack to chrome, from projects to condos in a home. It's